Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and slaves. Hit the studio, jars of bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back. I roll with y'all cats, told Mac the rat. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie could beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah, the truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth, BC. Y'all know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth, BC. Y'all know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, they'll set you free. Ain't nothing changed with Sieg. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. Know me well, couple court cases from jail, couple shells from hell, stuck on this mission. Go home, my girl fussing. Won't you change your life? I'm thinking, won't I change my wife? Ignorant passing, like the rap. It's just another hustle, another way for to touch you. Now they know the face that beams. Now they see my face on screens, and I ain't even chased this dream. I feel sorry for those who did. Y'all can't stop the war. Whether rock or roar, I'm slinging in a rock below. Know what block I'm on. And palm, you wanna get karate chopped. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Y'all know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what.
Shalom, and welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yalostopka, with the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself. And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com, every Saturday evening from 9 p.m. Pacific time, midnight Eastern time on Saturday evening. That had some disturbance outside the studio. Did focus again. Again, thank you tuning in and supporting the show. We did not have a show last Saturday. I was on the road. Actually had to go to World Headquarters for a meeting. But we are back here live on the air on Saturday. And before we get tonight's show started. And I rhyme. Why they got to be right outside the studio door acting simple? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about none of my family members. I'm talking about, you know. Oh, boy. All right. So before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure of the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy Gods and Comforter, Holy Apostles, Shira, Peace, Isaac, Daki. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostles, Shira, Peace, Ariel, and Holy Apostles, Shira, Peace, Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforter, Spoiler, to Chief Priest. I want to say shalom to the Holy Women and Elect Ladies in the nation of Israel. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and bishops of states, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel. Say shalom to the Major General and all generals. I want to say shalom, Major 13th Shield General, all generals, I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy, to the young men and the young women's academy. I want to say shalom to the citizens and state around the world. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the children of our nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. Tonight's show is Proverb and Byword. Again, tonight's show is called Proverb and Byword. I want to read you a definition of the word byword so you can get some understanding on what we're talking about here. And the word proverb is synonymous with byword. You're going to find this definition very interesting. It says byword. It says, bear me for 1 second. It says, an object of general reproach, derision, scorn. It says, wait, there's more. It says, common saying or proverb is also a byword, but it was one that really stuck out. It says, an epithet often of scorn. Example, his crimes will make him a byword through the ages. Now, the Bible tells us that God's people will be also known as a byword. Let's get that in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Start at verse 36 and then give me verse 37.
Deuteronomy 28:36. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone.
Again, as you read in the book of 1 Kings and 2 Kings and 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, even though there was a king over Israel and a king over Judah, there was still under the rule of a king, whether it be king of Syria, king of king of Syria, whether it be king of Persia, king of the Medes. There was still a dominant king ruling the earth, even though we had kings over our nation. So you can see that this prophecy came to pass. Come on.
Verse 37. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee.
Again, there's a prophecy in the Bible, brothers and sisters. We just read it, that God's people will become a proverb and a byword. And I want to show you how this has definitely come true in the year 2017. There's a video that is known by a hashtag or the pound sign. And this video is hashtag Hurt Bae. First of all, BAE. What is a BAE, Pesheku Aaron?
BAD?
No, BAE, Bae. What's a Bae?
I'm guilty of saying that. No, just kidding.
Listen. A Bae is supposed to be a person's boyfriend or girlfriend. Now, you know and I know that you ain't learned that word in school. I ain't learned that word in school. That word didn't exist until about a year ago. That alone is a byword. So now, You got hashtag Hurt Day. So this is a video that unfortunately went viral of two Israelites sitting down, and the one Israelite female is asking the Israelite male, why did you basically commit adultery on me? And he's all nonchalant. She's crying. You know, she had to get up and get herself together. But he's just nonchalant. He just don't give a darn, you know. And it's hashtag Hurt Day, and it went viral all over the country. Now, the people that put the video together, the people that were in the video, Courtney and Leonard, you know, they got their 15 seconds of fame, and they probably think, you know, that they're going to get on a reality TV show or whatever, and, you know, whatever they think they're going to get. They don't realize that that video of a black man not giving a damn about a black woman, and that a black man can be nonchalant about breaking a black woman's heart. That's the image that was put out there all over the country. Like, man, this is how they do their women? Now, all right. There's all types of reality shows about committing adultery, correct?
Yeah.
One problem are called cheaters, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, why haven't any videos featuring Edomites, Caucasian couples that have committed adultery against each other, why they ain't go viral? Why the image of the Israelite not giving a damn, breaking God's laws, why they had to go viral? When with a hashtag, a byword, Hurt Bay, double byword, Hurt Bay, hashtag. Why, listen, when the last time you heard about a video going viral of black people in a good light? Most of the videos that go viral is black folks hurting black folks fighting black folks being disrespectful and all that. A parent beating a child with an extension cord and all that. You know what I'm saying? Black folks killing each other, a person committing suicide, and all that crap go viral. So you see, this is strategic, man. Yeah, we're supposed to be a byword. Yes, God did say we was going to be a byword. But this, you know, Satan putting this stuff out here is strategic. Then you got this hashtag, Black Lives Matter. Now, I listen, because first of all, Black Lives Matter because God says so. To show you how much Black Lives Matter, Esdras had a conversation, almost a debate, with Archangel Uriel about Black Lives Mattering. And why don't they seem to matter to God? Because we God's people. And the Archangel had to come back and check Ezra and said, listen, you love God's people more than God does. So Black Lives always matter. Why hashtag had to be created about that? And here's my question to everybody listening. Before Black Lives can matter to Caucasians and the other nations, Black Lives got to matter to us. Yep. Here's the thing. We quick to march when Esau, the Edomites, or the nations kill our people. But how many times are we marching when we kill our own people? Is Black Lives Matter in Chicago? Where at? What location? What street? Black Lives Matter down there with Chief Keef? Was Black Lives Matter down there when they shot that 2-year-old boy in the head? Right now, somebody getting murdered in Chicago. Is Black Lives Matter down there marching? Come on now. Now, I want to move on to the movies that they pushing. Two movies that Satan is pushing and pushing for them to get Academy Awards, Oscars, and all that. Moonlight and Fences. And Hidden Figures. Three movies featuring Israelites that Satan is pushing. And I'm going to show you why Satan pushing. First, let's deal with Hidden Figures. Hidden Figures is about the race for space. Esau trying to beat Russia into outer space. And Esau being so damn simple and stupid that they couldn't figure out the technology and the map and all that. So they got three Israelite women to help them get into outer space because of their intelligence, because of their wisdom, their knowledge. You know, they're Israelites. They're God's chosen people. And with the knowledge and wisdom and technology and mathematics and smart of these three Israelite women, Esau was able to get in outer space. Now let me show you how that was against the Bible. That's why if you think about it, the one Israelite that actually went into outer space, what happened to that rocket ship? It blew up. That was not a coincidence, brothers and sisters. Let me show you what the Bible says about outer space. How Satan used those three Israelite women to help them get into outer space. Again, they didn't point out also that not only was the Eve just didn't program that big giant computer. You understand that? The Israelites actually came up with the technology given by Satan to put together that computer. That's why she could program it. Computers was invented by Israelites. They tried to bring that out a little bit. But you saw them nickel-poops in there, them Edomites. I think it was two or three Edomites in there trying to program the thing. The thing kept shutting down. They didn't know what the hell they was doing. So let's get Psalms 115 and 16, please. Show you something in the Bible. And in no way am I promoting any of these movies. Again, I wish all Israelites to be successful, especially righteous Israelites. But again, I got to show you what the Bible says. Psalms 115 and 16.
O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds.
Where are you, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm 116. Okay, I'm sorry. I was in 116.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 115, verse 16. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men.
You see how clear the Bible is, brothers and sisters? It says the heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. The heavens belong to God. It says, but the earth have he given to the children of men. Get your behind down on the earth, man. What you doing in outer space? That belong to God. But see, we ain't listening to this Bible. We ain't listening. The other movie out, or that they pushing, Satan pushing, Moonlight. About a young man growing up in the hood, being attracted to other men.
Oh, boy.
Why, now listen, why, listen, you can't see Satan pushing that movie? You can't see that? The Bible tells you clearly that if a man lie with man like he do with a woman, you're supposed to put him to death. And you might say, well, brother, you can't go around there killing people. No, I can't. But that's what the Bible says. The Bible also says that you are an abuser of yourself with mankind. You're being abused. You ain't being loved. That ain't love, that's abuse. Come on, man. Somebody need to call the police. You're being abused. Call the ambulance, 911. You're being beat up. And you know it. They pushing that movie hard too. You can't put up, listen, you can't put a block in a circle. It don't fit. Even dogs know that. Even animals know better than that. A dog, a male dog, come sniff another male dog. He say, no way. Even if he try to jump on the back of it, no, they start fighting. You mean tell me animals got more sense than humans now? Hmm? Oh, you being anti-gay. The gays have rights. Listen, man, listen. The rights that you have is to serve God and keep his commandments. Those are the rights. According to God's commandments, a man is supposed to be with a woman. A woman is supposed to be with a man. That's what the Bible says. If you fear God, and you enter that lifestyle, you ought to stop it. You need to stop it right now. It's no good. Then you got fences. You got fences. Starring Denzel Washington being a hardworking husband and father. And he's got to go and commit adultery with the local hood rat woman bartender that serves him drinks and hears out his problems. The woman receives judgment from God and dies during childbirth. So he brings the baby home to his wife, talking about we got to help, we got to raise this baby. And they put this movie might get the Academy Award for Best Picture. So you mean to tell me out of all the things that could be pushed, you got to push a hardworking black man just so happy he got enough time to commit adultery and bring the child home because the mother died. Then he dies, then his wife got to raise his child that he committed adultery to bring forth. Again, these images are strategically put out there to make God's people look bad. He's just like the dumbing down of hip hop. You can't tell me that music that you hear on the radio is hot. I ain't talking about the good music. I'm talking about that stuff that sound like somebody got their little toy piano and like beep 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 beep. You can't tell me that ain't crap, man. And you're talking about that's the best song you ever heard. You're a liar. Oh, God. Hey, thank you, brothers and sisters, for tuning in to tonight's show. Hopefully you learned something. Again, thank you for all the brothers and sisters that listen. Minneapolis, Baltimore, Oklahoma, Portland. Thank you. And until next week, you tune into The Truth from PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Shalom.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and slaves. Hit the studio, jars and bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back. I roll with y'all cats, told Matt the rat. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed.